Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Ryan Steinkamp, the head football coach, of course, for the Kemper Knights. They are sitting undefeated on the season as they work into a week two, or a round two, I should say, playoff matchup tonight against OABCAG. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. You and I were just chatting here during the commercial break, and you told me you guys, you and the coaches had sat down last Friday after that opening round win against Grandview Christian, kind of mapped out what you thought was going to happen. So you weren't very surprised when kind of what you thought was going to happen with the pods and with your next pairing is what happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the other coaches going through those things. You know, I can't control it, so I don't worry too much about it. But yeah, they kind of guessed it right.
Potential for two rematches for you guys, but not something you want to talk about yet with that second game. So we'll focus here on tonight's matchup with OABCIG. You guys saw them back on week four, if I remember right. It was the opening district game. Tight game at half, but you outscore them 29-6 in the second half. You pick up a 43-22 victory. I know Brock had a big night that night with four touchdowns. I think went 17-22, and Jaronette got over 100 yards, averaging over 8 yards per carry. So good performance from that first matchup with OABCIG. Is there anything you can take away from that you feel you can use tonight?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about, you know, learning from that game too, you know, things you did well, how to keep improving from that, and then things that you didn't do so well. There's a lot of things we did not do well that night too, that we made mistakes on, that, you know, that are controllable for us, that we have to look to improve on this Friday night.
What were some of the areas you felt you didn't perform well?
No, we definitely did not tackle very well. That's something that since that game, we've worked a lot on and improved on, you know, make sure guys are communicating in the right spot. And a lot of it, you know, it comes down to the basics of blocking and tackling. And that's kind of a game where we started really realizing that, hey, we got focused on the basics.
What did you feel like you did well? Because it looked to me like the offense executed pretty well.
I thought the great play calling, the kid made plays, the blocks were well, and then like we were kind of just patient, and then just kind of a few big plays happened, but you can't always rely on those big plays too. So, you know, we got to look to, you know, as you get through the towards the end of the season, you got to be able to grind it out, you know, and have some messy downs, and, you know, keep fighting hard. So that's one thing we kind of talk about is, you know, we have to be able to be consistent and not just rely on big plays.
Coach, do you feel like you've been able to do that here the last few weeks of the season?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how, you know, like I said, we say that a lot about how, you know, we trust our kids. You know, the big plays happen from them. That's not the coaches doing that. That's them being athletes and making plays. But, you know, it comes from being consistent. You get in those situations where, you know, you're getting 3-4 yards per play.
OABCIG top Western Christian in their opening round. What have you seen as you've watched film now over them here from the last couple of weeks, probably? What's been different, do you think, from them today as they sit 6-3 than maybe that first time you saw them?
Yeah. You know, they're definitely they have some really good athletes, a really good O-line that's kind of better. You know, they're definitely they run the ball well with their quarterback and running back too, but they also have some really good skill players that we have to be aware of.
Coach, I've heard a lot of talk about the DeGene kid getting moved to quarterback. It looked like against Western Christian that they did not do that. The Jensen kid stayed in at quarterback. So do you anticipate seeing both guys, or do you think they'll stick with Jensen here in the game?
Well, I'm not sure, but we're kind of prepared. You know, we talked to the kids about it too, but, you know, he was banged up for one game, but he came back and had a really good game. The Jensen kid had a really good game last Friday against Western. So I mean, we'll be prepared. The kids will be ready for it and communicate about it too. But, you know, I guess we'll find out Friday night for sure.
You did say though during the commercial break that they are using Jax DeGene a little differently than they did early in the season.
Yeah, they're just, you know, he's getting better as season goes on. You know, they split him out wide a little bit more, doing some other routes with him. They definitely line him up in different spots too. So just one of those things where, you know, our kids are locked in. It's got to communicate.
Don't want to forget about the Parks kid. JJ leads them in reception, so they've got a couple of good receivers. Your secondary last week was picking the ball off left and right. How do you feel that matchup is?
A lot of it comes down to the communication and being disciplined too, you know. And then we got to work on containing the quarterback.
What have you seen from their run game, and how do they use it?
They're a physical run team. You know, either they're spread out or they're in tight formations. Their O line is physical and blocks really well, so they'll definitely look to attack you all kinds of different ways.
Is it going to start with the run game for them?
I think it's most teams. Yeah, you know, I think teams want to establish the run game, get that going too. You get the run game going, a lot of other things open up.
Coach, you guys had a few guys banged up last week, especially on the offensive line. Sounds like there's a chance that you have them back. What did you see from the offensive line last week, and what did you guys focus in on practice this week?
Yeah, the offensive line had a great challenge last week, but they improved a lot as the game went on, too, and they've had a good week of practice of, you know, talking about different situations and being focused and communicating to make sure they're all on the same page.
What did you guys work on this week, not just with the offensive line, but overall, what was the focus?
No, just working together as a unit, you know, keeping it simple and keeping those feet moving too. I think a few times last week they were overthinking things a little bit. Or, you know, a lot of times we tell the guys, like, you know, if you're confused or whatever, you just got to keep it simple and go attack and get the guy in front of you.
Coach, do you anticipate them putting in some different wrinkles defensively? And what do you anticipate seeing?
I'm not sure about that too. I know last time we saw them, that they ran a three front and a four front. You know, but teams, you know, they've had time to prepare too. So we kind of, on us offensively too, we kind of just done a few things differently just to help our offense prepare for it.
Coach, I mentioned Jaron Hoffman ran really well last week. Grandview Christian was able to kind of stuff the run game. He got a little bit banged up. You guys had to go to Braylon and also Taylen Alford. So what are you guys looking for from the run game tonight?
Yeah, just, you know, looking to keep the chains moving too. A lot of the run game, you know, it depends on the O-line and the holes and the holes that they create.
You guys have had a lot of success in special teams. What do you anticipate, and how do you see the special teams matchup going tonight?
Yeah, that phase of the game is always crucial. So I know a lot of it comes down to, you know, just clean special teams, you know. Everybody doing their job there too, and then gaining good field position and then making sure that we're covering well.
Coach, you like having a team that you've seen before? Is it easier to kind of prepare for this game and get ready, or do you not really like to see somebody that you matched up with early in the season here in the postseason?
You know, it's my first time experiencing that too. So I know, this is where we tell the kids, you know, as we go into the season, how our mindset all year about, you know, respecting all of our opponents, you know, treating them 0-0. You know, we definitely, we look back to that last game. Only thing we've really done from it is watch the film on it about how we can get better and where they attacked us and just learning from it too. Oh, yeah, we're treating it like a whole new team. I mean, they were a different team 5 weeks ago. We were a different team 5 weeks ago too. So it's kind of our whole mentality about get out there, go attack it, play Kemper football, and just work on us getting better each and every week.
Early start last week, early start again this week, a 5 o'clock kickoff. How'd you feel like your team handled it last week? Any tweaks or adjustments on prep for you guys for tonight because of that?
No, I thought it went pretty good too. You know, we're grateful for the community support and allowing for it to happen. I thought everything went pretty well from our part. And, you know, I'll tell you what, after the game, it did not feel like it was only 8 o'clock. It felt like it was normal 10 o'clock at night.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. Best of luck coming up in the game. And I know Mason Nealon will look forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for having me.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights. Again, they take on OABCIG. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors Tailgate. Doug Wanderger going to join us next here on KCIM, part of the CB Sports Network.